That big piece of wood? Mm-hmm. Well, we just called it big wood, you know. Mm-hmm. With them big pieces, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember hearing talk about people that couldn't get matches. Mm-hmm. My daddy had to go to some head of cousin to get matches. They made a trip. They'd camp on with ox wagons. That's the only way they had it going. And they'd have to camp going. Mm-hmm. Now, my daddy done that. And he'd camp that. Well, then he said if they forgot, they got the provision, what they needed for a whole year. Mm-hmm. They'd take the cotton and they'd sell the cotton, mm-hmm. what they made. Well, then that, but they had to go in there and they had to think of everything they needed to make a crop. Mm-hmm. Well, if them matches give out, they'd split them and kind of strike them. They were stingy with them. Mm-hmm. Well, then if they give out, they had to bank a stump over in the field somewhere and said it's far. And I don't know just how they done it, but they banked it and put dirt on it.
What do you mean, banked it?
Banked dirt on it to keep that fire there till morning in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. Then they had to go over the field and tote fire before they could get a fire started in their house. People having a good time now. That's where they had to go. Now, you imagine, you get up a freezing morning and walk way over in the field after a little spark of fire to tote it to the house now to start a fire.
Uh-huh. What about, say, at night, if you wanted to keep the fire burning?
Oh, yeah, they banked that in the fireplace. They put that big wood on it, you know, and they put dirt, some ashes on it, you know, to keep it. I've got up a many a morning, my daddy, and we did, too. And we'd have on that big wood fire, you know, we put on, and there'd be coals there the next morning.
Did you ever hear people talk about a chunk of wood or a backlog?
Well, that's what it was. That's what it was.
What was that?
The chunk of wood. Uh-huh. You see, if it's a big enough fireplace, you could get a big, now, back before, you know, I hear them talking about, they had great big ones they put on that fire, in a long fireplace, you know. Mm-hmm. But they got to where they built small ones then. Mm-hmm. But still, they had them small doggones, and you could keep fire all night if you wanted to.
What about that black stuff that forms in the chimney?
That's smut.
Uh-huh.
Now, what do you all hear that called?
Any other name for that?
Smut is all ever I hear it called now.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear soot or soot?
Soot, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what it was. I've lived in a many old, what we called an old smutty house, moving around. We'd burn that fat light. Well, then that's what made the soot.
Uh-huh.
And the lamps that we had then, back them days, was an old corduroy, kerosene, you know, what we called it, corduroy.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, you talk about soot and smut, then it was.
Mm-hmm.
Then too, what we would do, if the corduroy gave out and we didn't have that corduroy, we'd get some great big old fat-lighted splinters, and we'd hold them in the house. Now, can you imagine how the house looked?
Did you ever see anybody make a lamp themselves?
Yeah. No, now. I take that back. What I've seen, where they put them in them old oil stoves, you know, they have them big old wicks what they cooked on.
Mm-hmm.
After, you know, when the old wood stove, then they had the first made oil stove, they called, cooked with kerosene. And them old lamps, they had a big wick in them, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes people would get one of them and use them in the house and smut up everything.
Did you ever see anyone take a bottle and stuff fill it with kerosene and stuff a rag down?
Yeah, I think I have.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, take a bottle and put that kerosene in. Then they put that rag, that's a wick, you see, that it would burn. Yeah.
Do you remember what they call that?
No, I don't exactly. Don't remember that, but I have since you mentioned that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, they done all kinds of ways then.
What about, do you ever hear bottle lamp or flambeau for kind of a lamp like that?